No peeing on plants or mailboxes. That's my rule. This is Gretel. She's just a puppers. She is a Cavalier King poodle mix. The five most important things to be successful in the dog walking business to me, number one, integrity. It's what you do when nobody's looking. So just you have to be where you are when you say you're going to be there and follow through. Two, kind of ties into it, is reliability. Where's my girls at? I can't tell somebody I'm going to be at their house at 2 and show up at 2:30. So I'm in constant contact with my clients. I send pictures.
You can't yell at your man.
I use live Facebook to comfort my clients that are my friends on Facebook because they love it. It really makes them happy, and I get a lot of comments and likes. Look both ways before you cross the street, boys and girls. Three, you have to have a business sense and savvy. You can't spend money you don't have. I lost a lot of money the first year I did this.
No.
The love and the passion I have for it helped me pick up more clients and better market myself.
Okay, hey. Privacy.
The fourth thing I think is very important, you have to have interpersonal skills. Yes, you're working with animals, but you have keys and access to people's homes. They've got a Redskins key. So you really have to know how to talk to people and listen to people and understand what their needs are, especially when you're in their home with their pet.
Oh my goodness.
Five, patience. Patience on the road, patience in the house, patience with the pet, patience with the client, patience with the neighbors, patience with the construction guys. You just have to be very patient and choose your words wisely.
Writing it right now for a client, just letting them know what I did, what Axel did. Number one and number two.
Can I get kisses?
Again, it's always going to come back to integrity, which encompasses all five of those things.